I'd like to go ahead and call tonight's Transportation Benefit District Board meeting to order. This is a special business meeting for Tuesday, April 22nd. The time is about 6:34, and we have a quorum. Roll call, please.
Certainly, board members present establishing a quorum. Jeff Huffman, Camp Davis, and Urin.
Hey, everybody, please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board, also known as the TBDB, on any issue related to the City of Monroe, TBDB. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Seeing none, we will now move on to consent. Please note that the consent item, there's a clerk's note. These are the minutes. They will be moved to the next meeting just because of a noticing. They weren't in the notice, so this being a special meeting, we can't go out of scope of what's in the notice. So you'll see those at the next meeting. The next item that we have on our agenda is new business 1, so AB14-002. Transportation Benefit District Operations, and I'll go ahead and hand things over for 1A to Mr. Feilberg. Mr. Feilberg.
Last week, the Transportation Benefit District Board requested the preparation of a resolution to place on the ballot a proposition to impose a 0.2% sales and use tax to use that money for transportation infrastructure preservation projects. That resolution is attached. The draft calls for the election to be held on August 5th of this year. And the things you might want to consider is timing of the election, getting a pro and con committee, which has to be the members of which have to be forwarded to the county on May 9th also under the resolution. The statements are due about the 23rd of May. And then also what kind of information campaign the Transportation Benefit District would like to undertake to educate voters as to the goodness of that ballot measure and how they should turn out to vote at that election. Any questions?
Okay, Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, or mm-hmm. Chair of the Board,
however
we are at this particular time. Brad, question about the timing. So we talked about last time. So doing it in August means if it was to pass January 1st, they would be able to start collecting. And if we were to have it in the general election in November and it was to pass, I think you said March?
April. So it should be the next quarter. It's the quarter that starts at quarter. Least 75 days after the election.
75 days after? Okay. Oh, the quarter after.
Quarter.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Quarter 75 days after. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Which means that you wouldn't see revenue until June.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So while the collection starts April 1st, the first revenue is about 2 months after that.
When it starts January 1st, we see it in March.
Okay. So it's going to be March at the earliest. In
to get money.
August means March.
Yes.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. August means March.
August means March. Okay. Which is, I like that better. That helps me.
So clarify. We would be planning on not expending any of the money until 2016, probably, or late signing up in late 2015, because we want to make sure the money was there before we started spending it.
Pro and con committees. Are you looking for our direction? Say, like, yes, set that up. I mean, I thought that might actually be a legal requirement.
It's required to suggest names, but how they are done is not just
Okay.
Pick random people you want to put ads in the newspaper saying, apply. What process do you want to do? Pick them if for some reason you have a multitude of people interested in doing that. So.
My preference would be to do the way we did last time. Like we had the thing for the police. We've done a few other ones where I'm pretty sure it went out in a. I don't know if we can use utility bill because this is not city, technically. Actually, it's too late, isn't it? So utility bill doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So website, but I think there was an ad in the Monitor, if I remember correctly. We took out an ad in the Monitor, and then it was on the city website stuff.
We yield just for a question. Yeah. So, but we're looking at 2 weeks, right, before the names have to be sent into the county.
You've well, the names have to be sent into the county on the 9th, but the Transportation Benefit District Board has to appoint them now, so that would be the 6th and be their last meeting, which is 2 weeks from now.
Okay. My suggestion would then be, let's blast it out on the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the web page, all the stuff we would do now, all those different feeds that you have. I would say send those out. Take an ad. Do we have time to do an ad in the Monitor?
We got an ad on the 29th.
Do an ad in the Monitor, and then for asking people to put their name in like ASAP, so that because we would need to vote on it on the 6th, right?
Right.
And appoint the people on the 6th. Okay. So what by a date that makes sense, like the Friday before, or whatever that would be the
Thursday, exactly. Get the packet out on.
Okay.
Friday.
So Thursday, yeah. Is that the first? Thursday the first.
Yeah.
Anything? I think that's pretty much for short-term notice. That's kind of a.
That's the only concern I've got.
It's open. I mean, I'm just.
No, I'm just. Yeah, okay. If you'll yield, it's just my concern is the fact that it's such short notice. But unfortunately, if we're going to get it in for August, we have to do that. So if we've covered the Monitor, we can't use the garbage. Well, we don't have time for the garbage bill, and the website. Is there any other avenue that we could address, get information out to the people?
We can talk to people too.
I would be doing the same. But I didn't know if there's any other mass market method that we have available to us.
No.
Okay.
Economically feasible. I agree. Something like that, but that's.
We go doorbelling for 2 weeks.
My only other request on that would be that people on the committees that they would actually be city residents. I think we've probably discovered that.
Yes.
These are the people who are actually, you know, have the say. These are the people who should be saying yay or nay when we're talking about voter pamphlet.
Is there a limitation? I didn't know if there's
I'm just saying
a criteria.
There probably isn't. No, you're saying no, we can't do that.
They don't have to be city residents.
Okay.
But
can we specify it? But that's my question.
Know they don't have to be city residents to be on the committee.
That's true, and I remember that.
We can make a decision ourselves. Go ahead.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
With the sales tax, it's not just city residents are going to be paying that. It's going to be, it's going to be owners or business owners are also affected too. So I would be okay personally opening up to business owners within the city as well.
Good point.
And that's a good point. So, we'll just leave it as it is. Yeah,
all right.
Good.
So,
and I'm done with that.
Okay. And then there are a couple of lights, and I do want to come back to you. So, are your lights still on? Okay. So, we had a couple of things there that Mr. Feilberg mentioned. One was the date. Is the TBDB or the board members comfortable with August versus a general election? Okay. So, I'm seeing nods. We can get the notice out via the Monitor, the website. We can certainly tap the chamber. So the Monitor, the website, chamber. We also, being involved in the community, can certainly ask people. That is also another effective strategy. I'm understanding that there's a general consensus that city residents or people who have businesses here in town would make sense. And while there isn't criteria in law that tells us one way or another whether they have to reside, it's still up to the board's discretion as to who to appoint. And so,
social media? Did you say social media?
I assume social media when I say website.
Okay.
I assume staff understood that too? Okay, great. Thanks. If you could let the record show that board member Wright, board member Cutaback arrived at 6:42.
Basically late.
Okay, so Brad, I'm not hearing, I'm hearing a consensus to proceed with August, to get notice out to find people that can do the pro and the con committee. What other direction did you need of the board at this time?
Is there anything else about the resolution that you have any questions about? And then also just for a planning idea, what are you looking at for informational products such as...
And before we get looking at the flyer that he just handed out, let's go over the resolution, and then let's go over the informational information. Thank you. Okay, in terms of the resolution, does anybody have any questions about the resolution? We would be considering this at the May 6th TBDB meeting. Okay, I don't see any questions about the resolution. All right. Next item, on the informational piece, does the board have any desire to put together an informational fact sheet? Remember, it can't be done for campaigning. So what's important here is that the fact sheet just be a series of facts, what it is, where the funds would be used, that kind of stuff. So does anybody have any feedback? Would you like to use a informational sheet? If so, is this the type of sheet that you're looking for? And Board Member Gehring.
Thank you, Mayor. I do think that it's, or Chair of the Board, whatever it is, at this particular time. I think this is great. For the most part, like, what is a TBD? Just my initial impression when I look at this. I'm not so concerned about informing people what a TBDB is. When I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, what are they asking me to do? Okay, they're asking for a sales tax increase, and here's where the money's going to go. Those are the two, you know, those are the things that I want to see, because we already have one, right? And so as I look at the left-hand column, I'm thinking, maybe we can use that for something else. Everybody else may feel differently. I'm more of here's the ask. Here's what it's going to be used for. You know, times have been tough. You know, and clearly, you know, we need to do it. Maybe some pictures of some things that need to get fixed, right? As I'm looking, but I do like this. Would we be able to, before August, would it be able to go in a utility bill? It would. Okay, in which case, I think that would be an awesome idea to stick it in the August utility bill, or maybe even more.
Okay, and from... In the July.
It would be too late. July, sure. Yeah. Anyway, those are my thoughts on this initially. Yeah.
Okay. So staff, right now you're just looking for whether or not we, the TBDB would like to have an informational piece put together.
Right.
And so, no, it's okay.
The feedback, like, this moved over here.
The feedback is great. Orange and black, maybe. You're just looking for informational piece. Good.
You can have public meetings, open houses, doorbelling, you know, whatever.
Okay. And I would imagine there's a campaign component that if people want to go out with pro or con pieces, that would not occur by way of City Hall.
Right.
That would be
personal.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's something important. We can't use government facilities. If anybody wants to advocate for or against, rather than just have fact sheets, that's something that has to be done outside of City Hall. Does the board want to have community meetings or anything like that, or just use the informational sheet? Okay.
Information: the City of Marysville actually did one. They have the Marysville University. So they did an hour and 19-minute public meeting on transportation benefit district.
Okay.
For a small group of people.
Okay. And is that a decision that needs to be made now? Could the TBDB convene in June or so? And
later on, so there's thoughts of completely start preparing things if there's something that was wanted.
Okay. And how does a TBDB convene if we decide to do so in June? Do we need to state that we're going to do that today? Or on the 6th of May, or do I, as the chair of the board, just say that we'd like to convene?
Yeah, just like the council meetings, the mayor or two council members or board members.
Board members, right. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll come back to that then. I could see how there would be benefits to that, but maybe the board members can think about whether or not you'd like to do that. And on May 6th, which will be the next time that we meet, we can give some feedback on whether or not we want to do that. And then we can always call something in June if necessary. All right. What else do you have?
We also have the material change policy. It requires documents that the Transportation Industry Board has to have. So when we get money, that we know how to operate when we change what's on the plan or other costs and things like that. The Transportation Benefit District was set up with a list of projects that was attached to the ordinance, and also the caveat that it would also be used for preservation projects. So this is how the material change policy basically governs how, if we decide or you decide to place another capital project, use some of that money for that, that's not on that original list, how that can be added to the list, basically all it says is that you have to have a public hearing.
Okay, Board Member Gehring.
Thank you, Chair of the Board. I will make a motion to approve resolution number 001-2014, adopting a material change policy in accordance with RCW 36.73.160.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Board Member Gehring and a second from Board Member Camp. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion passes 5-0. Okay, the next item on the agenda, Mr. Feilberg.
That's the discussion of potential direction for staff regarding valid information, which we pretty much covered.
Okay. Sounds good. Before we move off of that subject, I'd like to go back to 1A. I just want to make certain that, is that 1A or 1B? The language that is on page 5 of 8. So there's oftentimes people that have questions about the language that appears in the ballots. The language on page 5 of 8 at the top of the page is the language that would appear in the ballot. If board members have any concerns about the language in that, it's important to know before May 6th, preferably tonight, so that that language can be revised or clarified. The one question that I brought up with staff, and we're researching what to do with whether or not something needs to be done with it, is that on the third line up from the bottom, where it starts off with the word patching, comma, as identified in the Washington Transportation Plan for 2007 to 2026, while it says in the Washington Transportation Plan, these are our projects in the city limits. And the concern that I had is that, you know, somebody reading the ballot would see Washington Transportation Plan. And I was just looking for clarity to see if there's a way to put down Washington Transportation Plan as identified by, you know, Monroe projects or something, just so that it's clear that we're not paying for improvements in Bellevue or something like that, even though it seems obvious.
Good point.
So, Board Member Gehring.
Thank you, Chair of the Board. I will, would it be, do we need to have those last three lines in there? Do we need to say as identified in? Is that part of the legalese that has to be in there as part of the ballot measure? Because that's when, if I'm reading it and I don't know what's on, that's where you lose me with the blah, 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 you know.
I didn't have it in there, but our city attorney, who is acting as the transportation...
Out of an abundance of caution, yes.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Okay, all right. I'm telling you, that's where, if I'm reading it, that's where you start to lose me, where I'm just like, you know, okay, what's that part? I get it. I would actually, you know, maybe even put the word potholes in parentheses next to including pavement repair. You know, very clear what it is. Hey, is this going to fix potholes on my street? Okay, hey, this is for potholes on my street. I think it's very straightforward as it is. Personally, you know, I get lost with that last stuff. If Zach wants it, then we probably need to leave it there. But I actually think it's pretty... pretty straightforward, you know, space. I don't know if anybody else feels differently, but those last three lines, that's where the, what am I reading, you know? I want somebody to read it and really, you know, and not, you know, get it, you know, by the time they're done. I guess your point about including Monroe, would you put it before, where would you put the word Monroe?
All I did was just ask the question of staff to see if there's a way that we can add something that clarifies that even though these are projects identified in the Washington Transportation Plan, that these projects are in fact projects that have been approved by the TBDB or the council, that are honest to goodness projects within the city limits. Okay. And if for some reason that overcomplicates it, or if it's not, if our attorneys feel that it isn't something that we should do, then the other thing that we can do is, just as part of the informational campaign, we make it clear that that we're required to identify those projects. They are Monroe projects. They just happen to be identified in this transportation plan. But no, the money that we receive here will not be going to Bellevue or to Renton or Wenatchee.
Agreed. Less is more here for me, for the actual ballot measure. And I think your suggestion for putting that in the flyer is a good one. I'd be on board with that. So, those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Any other council members have any other concerns about the language on the top of page 5 of 8? Councilmember Cutaback.
Thank you. No concerns. I was just going to reiterate that we have a list of projects in our transportation plan, and those are specified. The tying it to the Washington Transportation Plan is important because it's that pavement repair, the overlay that isn't specified in any of our plans. Do you know what I mean? So we have to have that language in there to open it up to, you know, fixing potholes.
Totally. Got it.
Yep. So that was my understanding from the city attorney, that it's really important to have that piece in there because that's what ties us to the maintenance and preservation part versus a specific project. So I think we need to make it clear in the fact sheet kind of what we're doing with it, but I think in there, I mean, it has to have that in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other comments? All right, let's move back down to 1C, and thank you for letting me go back up to 1A. So for 1C, then, we're on discussion and any other direction. Do the board members have any other items of concern or thoughts or comments before we adjourn the meeting? Okay, seeing none, I'll take a motion for adjournment if you so desire.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion from Board Member Camp.
Second.
I have a second from Board Member Davis. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 All opposed, motion passes 5-0. The council meeting will commence at 7 o'clock. Thank you.